Greetings from Long Island, where every highway is a sunrise. It's time for Dave's Gone By, an hour of comedy, talk, and music brought to you by Total Theater, with your host, Dave Lefkowitz. You've never heard anything like it, so sit back, relax, squeal if you must. Here's the host of Dave's Gone By, Dave!
Tropical hot dog night! I shoot flamingos in a fruit fight! Every cover of day, whirling around at night.
Welcome. There goes the Daverhood, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 186th episode of Dave's Gone By on this August 27th, 2006, the indecent exposure version of the show. It's a very crowded Daverhood, in fact, tonight, because not only do I have my good friend and my guest, Jeff Goodman, helping me out with the chores tonight. Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Very nicely, David.
I also have Jimmy and Anthony, and on the telephone, man, I don't think I've ever had this many people so sort of crowded in live one time on the show. I think that's pretty cool. And they're all from something called Indecent Exposure Radio, which, you know, if GBB were a little bit smarter, a little bit luckier, they'd all be here every week. But they were here for a while, for about a year or two, you know, learned their chops, learned what they were doing, what they wanted to do in radio. And then Jimmy really took the business seriously. It's like, you know, it wasn't just a dilettante thing. He said, oh, I've got a couple of hours of radio and I want to have fun and have some bands on. He went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. He said, I'm going to really try and make a career of this. And it looks like he's doing just that. And now he's popping up on a New Rochelle station called WVOX. Going to be starting a new show on September 2nd, Indecent Exposure Radio. Jimmy's here with co-host Anthony and co-host Robin on the phone. We'll get to them in just a minute, but I got to do the sponsor stuff. Got to do my usual very lengthy intro stuff that I know my good friend. He loves my intros. He says, you know,
oh, we got to talk about mortgagesrock.com.
You betcha. Only a little bit, because I actually have a real commercial for them as opposed to my usual long spiel.
Then we'll get to talk about Hewlett Minuteman Press.
Yes, the copy kings of Broadway in Hewlett. And speaking of Broadway, Jeff, your cue. Speaking of Broadway, do you
There's
read...
no business like show... Oh.
And if you want to learn about show business...
Oh, would that be some Insider magazine?
Performing Arts Insider Theater magazine. And remember, everybody, that if you subscribe to Performing Arts Insider, you get 10% off. And if you go to Hewlett Minuteman Press on Broadway in Hewlett, you also go. You also get 10% off if you mention Dave's Gone By.
What happens if you subscribe to your Performing Arts Insider at Hewlett Minuteman Press? Do you get 20% off?
Well, no. You get 10 at one and 10 at the other, and stop asking stupid questions. I'm kidding.
I thought it was clever.
It was very clever. Could you raise your mic just a little bit? Not from the mic thing. Yeah. There we go. That's no, not up to your nose. I know you like to have the mic right in your mouth, Jeff, but that's for later. Anyhow. I know, I'm being mean. I'm sorry I'm being mean today, Jeff.
And I have a toothache.
Yeah, how is your what happened with
I'm
that?
I'm infected.
we knew this. No, because what happened, you had a little bitty toothache. Last week you were talking to me, you were going to the dentist, you had a little toothache, something happened. Why?
I had a cavity.
No,
but? I had a cavity, and the doctor drilled, and I said, it's a little painful. He goes, there should be no pain, because that tooth is capped, and it had a root canal in it.
Ugh.
I said, well, ouch. And he goes, well, it's deep. And I said, okay, and then he filled it, and I waited a week, and usually I've gone through much oral surgery, so no problem. And it just started to become really, really painful. So about a week later, I went back, and I said, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you're infected. He gave me some penicillin and some pain pills, the codeine stuff.
Hey, now.
Yeah, but it didn't work. Because I was popping that and two Tylenol.
I'll give them a try, see if they work.
Yeah, right? And nothing worked. And I was like in pain. I called him back. He goes, oh, if it doesn't work by Friday, call me up. So Friday, I wake up. My mouth is like huge. It's like a grapefruit.
Usually that's happening to you on a Friday night. But I
And I call him back. I really keep talking for it. My mouth is blown up. And he goes, oh, well, I better get you a new prescription.
Yeah.
$100 for antibiotics, I might add.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're not on a prescription drug plan, that's what it is.
And of course,
so it gets,
and I have to go out in the middle of my tornado. together.
Yeah, that's right. You live in Massapequa. Or is it Massapequa Park?
I live in Massapequa Park, which is right next to East Massapequa. And only a few blocks away from me, we had a tornado on Long Island.
And did you see the damage yourself? Or
no.
You did, what were you doing when the tornado, were you just hunkered down?
I was ducking and covering.
Were you really? I mean, literally, did you have candles out? Or no, what did you do?
I was watching TV. It said, don't go out, and then the lights went out. I said, okay, I'm not going to go out until it fixes.
You should really
raining.
Work for FEMA, Jeff. Your disaster preparedness is
well,
exceptional.
Well, see, I'm not a friend of George Bush's, or else he would have appointed me.
That's right. You're a friend of Judy's, I think. No, I'm kidding. I kid. I'm joking. I don't know what that means. Anyhow, we have two other friends of Judy here. I'm kidding. They're going to kill me. And also on the phone.
Wow.
I want to remind people, by the way, if people don't even, you know, don't know what the heck this is Dave's Gone By. It's an hour of comedy, talk, radio, and music hosted by me.
It's about 45 minutes of hour comedy and talk and about 15 minutes of introduction.
Well, that was introduction to you. You enjoyed that part, didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk to our guests.
Okay, we shall in a moment, but I also want to tell people, coming up later in the show, we have a very special, I can't even believe that we got this, I'm honored, a special message from the Secretary General of the United Nations.
It's
Kofi,
so hard to believe.
You pronounce it, Kofi?
Annan.
All right.
It's
I
like
say,
anonymous.
Yeah. I wish he were anonymous, but no, he was, because I've been getting down on the United Nations for week after week because, you know, everything is to me, very anti-Israel in this whole Israel-Arab thing, and they're just constantly condemning Israel and looking the other way, and it was bothering me. I was making fun of them. I was making fun of Kofi Annan. So he took the time to do a response, a couple of minutes, to talk about himself and what he does there at the UN. I think it's quite amazing. I thank him for that. So we'll be hearing that later. And plus, a tribute to, what the heck was his name? The Dead Knack drummer. Did I write it down somewhere? Well, somewhere I wrote it down.
He's dead. What are the songs of the Knack?
Bruce Gary. He died 55 years old. And of course, My Sharona was their huge 1980s hit.
They did something. My Sharona.
Well, that was part of that song. Big part was the drumming. But he's dead now, so he'll never play that again.
Oh, I love that song. It's so good.
Meanwhile, you have someone on the phone who we haven't talked to.
No, actually, I think he'll call back because
I
got the phone. My minutes ran up. I have to run into 7-Eleven and get another phone card.
No, they're making fun of Anthony, who is part of the Indecent Exposure Radio crew. He was on the phone with us for a little bit. I'm hoping he will call back. But even if he doesn't, we have. Oh, that was Anthony making fun of Robin. Excuse me. We have Anthony in the studio. And Jimmy, of course. Jimmy's sort of the founder and the glue that holds all this together. Jimmy Britt, Anthony DiMarcescamo, Eskimo, what?
You got it, right? Oh, it's DiDomenico.
DiDomenico. I'll get it. No, I won't.
A nice Irish Catholic name.
So, please, Jimmy, tell us about how your
right
show
over there,
came about.
Well, we did a show on WGBB for about 2 years we started called The Mikey and Jimmy Show. Then we changed it to The Jimmy and Robin Show, and we were on here for 2 years.
Well, they killed Mikey.
Yeah.
Mike is in a ditch somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we mixed, like, comedy with talk also, like, you know, somewhat like your show, but we had more of, like, a younger crowd of, like, we had a lot of local bands and a lot of mainstream bands. And
are you saying Dave doesn't have a younger
audience? No, but their crowd is 11-year-old girls.
Yeah, of course.
You know. If you know what I'm saying.
So was yours.
Yeah, but that's after the show in the parking lot. But, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah, so we did our show here for 2 years, and we had the best time. We had a lot of great bands in the studio, and then now we changed the name of the show to Indecent Exposure Radio, and we found a station in New Rochelle, Talk Radio WVOX, and we just said, hey, let's get the show back together.
So specifically more, Anthony, tell us, what is the show about? What's going to be on it?
Oh, we're going to have live bands every week, call-ins from bands, comedians. It's today, actually, comedian Craig Guest, who's heard on the Howard Stern Show, has also been seen on Sex and the City. He's agreed to do a call-in interview. Do comedy bits, like I said before, just like regular talk, like, you know, what's going on with our lives. That's why I think the show is different than anything else out there. It's like every kind of radio show in one.
Are you going to call and prank Howard Stern? That's what I want to
know. No, we will not call and prank Howard Stern.
Well, first of all, he's your idol. I mean, it sounds like the glue linking you all. Glue is the metaphor word today. I don't know why. It's Howard, the love of Howard.
But you know what, though? Like, I just, like I said, I love Howard Stern, but a lot of people always going to say stuff like, oh, you're... you know, you're trying to copy Howard Stern. When we never do it, we're more of like, we promote Howard Stern all the time. All we do is talk about Howard Stern, you know what I mean? So when we do things, we never copy anyone, but when we talk about Howard Stern, or like, let's say a girl calls and we start asking them a question or whatever, people just automatically think, oh, you're trying to copy Howard Stern, when it's really nothing like
that. You can't do rate comedy radio without copying Howard Stern.
Well, it's kind of like, like music, when certain bands like influence other artists.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it is with us. I mean, we listen to Howard all our lives, so... The only really teachings of early radio I had was Howard Stern. That's how I ask questions. It's kind of similar to... I mean, we try to get away from it. I mean, we do more music stuff than Howard does.
Right.
But we still were very influenced by that, you know, that genre of radio.
Let David tell you about Yiddish radio.
I used to listen to some Yiddish radio, and I learned from that, too. Art Raymond and the Sunday Simcha. I used to listen to that. But Howard learned from Gene Shepard. I mean, there are ways... And Steve Allen.
I learned from, like, Howard Stern, and, like, ever since I was, about, you know... 13 years old, I started listening to Howard when I was about 12 on my own, and then, like, I was on the show when I was 13, and well, I was on
now
the
I
show.
Now, I know I asked you about that, you know, earlier off the air, but tell us about that. Yeah, met Howard Stern when you were...
Yeah,
that was your bar mitzvah gift, as it were.
Yeah, so I was 13, I was always a big fan of Howard Stern, and I liked wrestling at the time, and they had a wrestler called Stone Cold Steve Austin on the show, so I said, you know what, let me go down there. So I went down there, I got to go on E! And everything, so... It was so cool to go in the studio, and I just felt like it was something that I never experienced before, and I loved the so much fun of going in a radio studio. It was so cool.
Well, and that is Evie, the network, not the drug, right?
No.
He did that later.
No.
In fact, we'll all be doing that later after the show.
Just want to make
just
sure.
What do you remember, that more specifically, like when you were there, what do you actually remember about being in that studio, seeing Howard, seeing Robin, anything someone said? A vibe that you got?
Well, I was there. It was funny. You know, I was on, the cameras were on me. They were talking to me. And, you know, Howard was asking me if I want to punch Stone Cold Steve Austin and stuff like that. It was so cool. I just remember going there. I remember going upstairs. And I didn't think I was going to get on. I went upstairs, and all of a sudden the doors open up, and then the e-cameras come. And it was just like an experience that I never, you know, felt before. And I just loved it. And then I went on again when I was 16 for a guy called Fred Durst from a band called Limp Bizkit that I'm a huge fan of. And I just... You know, I always loved, I was always going to concerts and meeting bands. I knew everyone from K-Rock, a station in New York, and I loved the whole thing. And then I just said, you know what, I'm into the music, might as well do a show like that with comedy and stuff like that and have a whole big show.
And you see the possibilities still of radio rather than, say, going into television or other kinds of media?
Yeah, as of now, I like radio too. You know, I don't know if I go on TV and I might, you know... I don't know, be embarrassed or something like that. But we were thinking about maybe
WGBB.
Yeah.
WGBB.
I have a face for radio. Oh, we were thinking about maybe doing something where
WGBB. Are you calling for the...
We record a weekly show.
I have to remind David, he's on the microphone.
But yeah. We're very professional here.
But yeah, we were thinking about maybe doing something where we record the show, then maybe try to get it on a public access show. But we don't know about that. But if you go to indecentexposureradio.com, there's a thing called YouTube, and we have a page on there with all like live clips and stuff like that. And every week now, we're going to be updating live in studio clips of, you know, of all the bands performing.
Oh, sorry, my fault for pressing the wrong button. Leaving my mic on while I was taking a call for you guys from Samantha. Hi, Samantha, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you sound real excited.
This is really the other guy.
Oh, is this Anthony again? I'm not Anthony. Excuse me. Is this Robin again? Hello?
It's not Robin again. Robin.
No, this is a real girl. This is a human girl with breasts kind of
thing. Hey, Samantha, how you doing?
Hi.
What's going on?
All right.
How you been?
Oh, okay. I was just, like, listening. I was like, hey, he's talking about Howard Stern. Let me call.
Yeah.
That was the funniest thing. That is the biggest family joke ever.
Yeah, everyone knows that. See, like, when I went on it, I always felt, like, so, like, popular. Like, everyone in my family was like, he was on Howard Stern.
Well, yeah,
it's
cool.
So it was just, like, I love the feeling, and now it's, like, I love that I get to do, like, my own show. Maybe it's not, like, on the biggest thing, but, like, I said, I'm going to take it from where it's at now, and I swear I'm going to take it to where it's never been before. I'm going to make these people listen to us. Like, I'm going to send them demos every week, and they're going to want us. They'll take us, and I only want to do a weekly show, and then... You know, we'll take it from there. You know, if it takes us to maybe an everyday show one day, then we'll see how it goes.
I mean, it's that drive and that energy that I need more of to do more of what I'm doing. I mean, you told me you sent out, like, 100, 150, when you were trying to get the show?
Yeah, well, when I started doing the show, I was like, you know what, I want to try to get on some internet radio stations that will want to replay our show during the week. So I wrote about maybe 150 to 200 internet radio stations trying to get my show on. Hey, you know, maybe if you have something to fill. And I got, you know, 3-4 replies, and you know, I'm just waiting for all the info of when they're going to play it. But one of the big things that we're going to be on is a thing called Murder Ride Radio. And
What was that?
It's called Murder Ride Radio. If you ever seen the movie House of a Thousand Corpses, it's a Rob Zombie movie. The clown that's in that movie has an internet radio station, and we talked to his people, and they're willing to replay our show on their station. So that's pretty big for us.
That's cool.
Like, you know, big thing.
Anthony,
who's Samantha?
Yeah, Samantha. Hey, you still there?
Yeah.
Giggling away.
Is she one of the girls who was sending topless pictures to you?
No. Samantha. See, Samantha. These people. I put a thing on MySpace, so that's why everyone knows that we were on tonight. But yeah, Samantha's like somewhat of, kind of in my family. Well, it's my cousin Kenny's cousin, so. She's some. I mean, I.
So you slept with her?
No.
Are you hot, Samantha?
I know her since I was like young.
Are you hot?
No.
How old are you?
That's the ultimate talk radio question. Is you have to ask every girl.
How old are you, Samantha?
I'm 16.
Shoot. Click. There goes the light. Oops. Sorry.
But yeah, she's some kind of. She's like kind of like my family. So
Samantha Ramsey is her name.
You sound like a lovely girl. Don't pay attention to these people behind the microphone.
Keep the knees closed.
That's
girl.
The one bad thing about having a show that has all these like local, you know, up and coming bands. A lot of their fans are like anywhere from 13 to 16 years old. So that's the female audience.
Well, 16 is such a sweet age for girls.
But it's sweet for sponsors because they spend money on like crap.
Is.
Yeah.
No, you're trying to get a little conversation.
And by the way, Samantha, have you had a sweet 16 yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not into stuff like that.
Then you wouldn't want to call fancy schmancy balloons to have all your party decorating.
Talk about slagging in a promo there. All right, go ahead. And what's the number for fancy schmancy? This is
Jeff. Samantha, if you had a sweet 16, you'd certainly want to call fancy schmancy balloons at area code 516-797-3229.
What's that number again, Jeff?
That would be 516-797-3229.
That was like the worst segue for a promo ever. I would have gotten to you at the end of the show.
It got you to laugh.
Are you like a clown at the party or something like that?
No. I just blow a lot of blow up around.
360.
Hang on, there were not many man named Balloon. Oh, I blew that joke.
Your
okay.
Fancy henchman to come down.
That's right.
So, Samantha, so how long have you been a fan of Jimmy and Robin and Anthony and all those various incarnations?
Actually, me and Jimmy hadn't talked for a really long time, so I just found out about them. I've only listened to them like twice.
I forget about Jimmy. How long have you been a fan of mine?
Well, she found this on MySpace. That's the best thing.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah.
And Samantha, can you do me a favor and just put something on MySpace that Dave's gone by?
Because yeah.
Dave doesn't have any computer knowledge.
No computer knowledge. No fans.
He's on MySpace now.
16-year-old
girl. I was the first one to write him.
That's true.
He has no friends.
No, well, actually, I have a few. A lot of bands, again, that kind of. But they're not your. They're sort of more folky kind of. You know.
That's why on our show, what we're going to do is we're going to like promote other radio shows and stuff like that. Like we look at it as like we're on a station, but it's like our show kind of. Like I like to promote other things, like help out bands, help out other radio shows, because I know that I would want the same respect if I tried to go on someone else's radio show.
What are some of the bands that have appeared in the three previous incarnations of?
Well, a lot of popular bands. Maybe you know, we had a band called Power Man 5000, which was a really popular band. We had. We had the Casualties, we had Norma Jean, we had...
I had a little band called the Beatles on my show.
The who?
The Beatles.
Oh, not the who. It was when did you have the Beatles on your show?
I don't know. It was like fantasy in my bedroom. Oh, so it was,
I don't even
and,
know.
Before,
go on there, dude.
It was like a big thing. We wouldn't follow up. But before, like after when the show ended, I was more like, I loved doing the show for 2 years. I had fun, but I kind of wanted to see how I would do on my own. And I wanted to try to venture out and, you know, be a real radio DJ on a big radio station. So I found one in Pennsylvania. It was the number one classic rock station in the area. So I started doing weekends over there, and I did it for like 6 months. But I knew, like, you know, this is more where my heart is. And, you know, I could make it over there, but I can never really maybe take the show. Because it's not a show. I'm a DJ, you know what I mean? But this is like my show, so I could take my show where I want to take it, you know?
Plus, I'm very talented, and he didn't have me with him.
And besides, there's no song called Pennsylvania. If you make it there, you can make it anywhere.
No, we don't have.
And like, yeah, before we left our show, we actually like we wrote all these bands, and a lot of people say, "Oh, you can't get that band." I could get any band I want. These bands need publicity. They want to do our show. We like them. We're fans, and we give them the opportunity. They don't have to do it live. Like we could do pre-interviews. Like I tell them,
can you get the Jimi Hendrix experience? I think that would be really really cool.
The Stones, like he's what's his name, fell out of the
Brian
tree
Jones.
Again.
Well, yeah, well, no, if you get Brian Jones back, that'd be sitar.
So I write these bands and I tell them, hey, I'll interview them whenever you want. If they want me to interview them at 3 o'clock in the morning to get them on the show, I'll do that. Now, before we left our old show, I actually wrote Metallica, and I swear to God, they wrote back and they were like, We sound like it sounds like a good show. We're taking a little bit of a break now, but contact us later in the fall, and we'll see what we could do.
That was, was it from their manager, or did you get?
Well, actually, I talked to their manager. Yeah,
cool, but that's,
but
still,
that's cool.
Still,
but then
cool.
We stopped doing the show, so I haven't kept in touch. So I don't know.
Right,
you know,
well, they're big fans of Dave, so.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm tight with the Metallica guys because we went through drug rehab together. It was really neat. You know, in that movie, they always cut me out of the shots, but I'm in the background pretty
Wait,
much.
Samantha had something to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, Samantha, I think Samantha's talking to her mom in the background. Sam,
I am.
Samantha, can you put your mother on?
Put the phone.
She's
yeah.
more our demographic.
See, my cousin Kenny, this is his cousin, so she's kind of like, in my family, I guess. I don't know. Somewhat. I mean, it's like a whole...
sort of cousins. That's
yeah.
what I tell people.
It's like a second cousin
like,
twice.
I call my cousins... my cousin Kenny's mom, I call her Aunt Marilyn, and that's her sister's mom. I mean, the
what?
Girl on the phone.
So when he sleeps with her, it's not weird.
Oh, no, no.
You call your mom sister, too?
She's 16. Can you put Marilyn on the phone?
Marilyn?
No.
Marilyn.
Join us, please, Marilyn. Are you there? Are you giggling, too?
Yes.
Well, we talked to Trudy.
Yeah.
Well, that Trudy was your husband's...
My,
what was it,
no, not my husband.
It
would be my father's wife.
Oh, that was Freudian. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's late, ladies and gentlemen.
You talking about blowing before, so I don't know.
Hey, so we've got to blow this joint for just a moment or two because I've got to do some business. But we will be right back with Jimmy, Anthony, maybe Samantha, certainly Jeff on Dave's Gone By, plus Kofi Annan and more. Stay with us, please. I love internet radio. You can surf stations and music for free and listen anytime on your computer. And I love Live365.com for playing vintage episodes of Dave's Gone By Saturday nights at 11. And I love the comedy channel that they're on, DFSX Radio. But those letters, DFSX, who can remember that? Good thing you don't have to. Just go to davesgoneby.org and click the link, Saturday nights at 11. Spread the radio love. If you like the laughs I bring you every week on Dave's Gone By, I'll bet you'll like my book a whole lot, too. It's called Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, full of short and funny plays about everything from blind dates to dead people to a bowl of prunes. Marriage, Babies, and the End of the World, available from Holvo Books on my website, davesgoneby.org. Makes a great gift, and the laughs are on me. Yes, the laughs are on me, and on a whole bunch of people in the studio today at Dave's Gone By. My good friend Jeff Goodman, plus Anthony and Jimmy from Indecent Exposure Radio. And I guess we should plug it a little bit more. And also we've got Samantha on the phone, who is a 16-year-old fan. Maybe your first groupie, if you can wait 2 years. So
yeah, we've had the groupies already.
Have you really? Do you have groupies yet? Have you sampled the wares of
well,
young
we
ladies?
We haven't sampled anything, but we do have this one girl.
They've had groupies, not groupies.
Well, the only thing that's like, it's not bad, but ever since I started doing the show, I have a girlfriend, so it's kind of like, you know.
Mm. Yeah. I met her. She used to the same
yeah,
girl.
Yeah,
from,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, Danielle. Yeah,
she's
so.
Very nice.
Yeah,
so. And hot too. And I yeah. bang, no, I only banged her once.
Is Samantha jealous?
Well, I kid. Because I hate what? No?
You probably do it more than I do. So.
If you're listening, she's listening, you're in trouble.
I was going to say, she's just going to love this show.
And my wife is going to, if she lets me in.
And you're going to hear it from your parents.
Tomorrow on, Dave's inner side comes out, you know?
Oh, totally.
That's why, you know what? When we were on, a long time ago, there was an old show by a guy called Redman. Now, before we came here, he did
That's
a show.
That's Mr. Redman
yeah,
to you.
Mr. Redman music show. It was a more of a... Remember, before we came, he was dull. He didn't talk that much. He was kind of quiet. Once we came, his whole, like... He changed, and then we just, you know,
and
emerged.
Exactly where did he come? But, you know, no, I kid. I'm not going there.
Well, this is the... Now we've gone to the bad side of the tracks in the Daverhood.
Exactly. Well, there have to be two sides, because otherwise one side wouldn't mean anything. You know? Without rage and pain and hatred, love would mean nothing. Well, what was it that Kiki and Herb say? They didn't say it in the show, but what's their line? You know, without love, there's only rape. So,
but they don't. They said it, but not in the show.
Yeah. They say a lot about other really not funny things. Oh, we'll talk about that later at some point. Oh, what a bad show. Anyway,
No, we just long.
Endless. It's a Broadway show. Where they're Jimmy, Anthony, tell us more about Indecent Exposure. What your plans are for the next
and
year or
so?
And
give us the address in New Rochelle's office that never closes.
Because you said that the door is open all the time at the radio station?
Yeah. People are going to come in.
And there's no guard, right?
I'm the guard.
Well,
I'm in control.
Well, any girls who would like to come in, the
yeah,
address
yeah.
is what?
Well, no, if they're girls coming in, give them 404 Route 109 in West Babylon. Yeah, that's our address.
You wouldn't know what to do with an 18-year-old, David.
I didn't know what to do with an 18-year-old when I was 18.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, the show starts next
Saturday.
But
she brings a sheep. Yeah, what? Sorry?
No, yeah, the show starts next Saturday at 12, September 2nd. We have a really good show. We have a band called Splitboat live in the studio, a band from just got off Ozfest called Bleeding Through, which is a big popular band. They were on Jay Leno and all. And we have a funny guy called the Kid from Brooklyn. He's an old man who does, like, these crazy videos and stuff like that. He's on VH1, so... You know, we have pretty good shows coming up. You know, we're just still booking bands now. And we're going to be changing it a little bit. We're going to have a lot of comedians in the studio also, you know. We want to try to just...
Will Dave be a guest on your show?
I know Dave. He can come down.
He invited me, yeah.
Yeah, he came on our show. He could always, you know, come on out. You know.
I will come all over your show.
David,
I'm just saying, I would be happy to visit. I would be very happy. By the way, tell people that they can see at your MySpace site, not just, you know, pictures and information about the show, but you actually have clips of stuff. Tell.
Yeah, we have a thing. If you go to IndecentExposureRadio.com, if you go under live videos, we have our own YouTube page, which is a internet thing where you can watch videos. Videos and stuff like that. So we made our own page with live in-studio bands performing. And these clips are small, like they were like 40 seconds. But now we got something more where we could hold up to 60 minutes per show. So we're going to be having like full performances. We're going to have like during the breaks, like funny things that we're doing. We're just going to try to, you know, do a whole bunch of different things. And we're going to probably be on a couple of other internet radio stations. I'm just working out the details right now. But we're actually going to be on this thing. It's called Pal Talk. It's a virtual online talking chat room. And you can go in there. And I could put the show in the chat room so people can go in there and chat while listening to the chat room at the same time.
Listen
to the show at the same time and talk at the same time.
And getting naked. So
yeah,
it actually covers all the bases.
Everyone has webcams so people can get naked and dance and do whatever they want.
Jeff is already getting naked, which is a little frightening. But
yeah.
I like them, Jeff. They're pointy.
Excuse me, Ralph. I touched the sky.
Samantha, you still there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you stopped laughing. Okay, I guess.
Well, it stopped being funny about 20 minutes
ago. Yeah, as soon as I open my mouth, like, the laughs go... So
like do you sound like you'd be attracted to Dave?
16, dude, why are you asking?
She could be attracted to you. You don't have to have sex with her.
No, but don't go there.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking this. This just came to my mind. I remember when we first knew about you, like... Your last name is Lefkowitz. When you were younger, were you around when they had David Berkowitz?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Did people ever, like, make fun or...
They still do. They still call me, oh, you're the son of Sam.
Yeah. I'm thinking,
what is this, a Goldberg iceberg thing?
Well, no, Berkowitz, I get it all the time. All I got before that was, are you related to... There was an attorney general of the United States named Louis Lefkowitz. And unfortunately, I had to say, no, I'm not related. Yeah, I wanted to be related to him. But people said, oh, David Berkowitz, killing the women. I'm like, no, I'm not. I like to sometimes, but I didn't.
Well, remember Benny Goodman?
Yeah. Did you really get some?
Uncle.
Really?
No.
Not that.
But Dodie Goodman.
Not related.
No.
Yeah. Are there any other Goodmans? How many times did you do this joke? Let's see.
Oh, it's just endless.
No, are there other Goodmans? Who's another famous Goodman? Goodman's Noodles?
Sean?
Good. He's not even Jewish. Yeah, right. Well, maybe. No,
he's not.
No.
He's Cajun. He's now digging out New Orleans.
Is it what?
He's from New Orleans.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So they can go down for all those benefits. It's Katrina 1 year later. That's why we're sort of bringing all this.
He was just before Katrina. I think he was the king of Mardi Gras or something.
And then they started using him as a float, which was very helpful.
No, it was
now, that was funny, Jeff. Come on. So, tell me, because I've got to wrap up with you guys, because we got other stuff to do when Dave's gone by, but what are some of the other really crazy, wild things that you guys did, again, in previous... Because you're not starting the new show, Indecent Exposure, until
right?
next week. Yeah, so tell us some of the things you've done.
I just look at the prank calls. We used to call the station that Jimmy works for, and we used to prank the people on the air there.
Yeah. Those different voices and stuff like that. And
well, specifically, like...
If I give you Dave's home phone number, will you prank him?
Sure, why not?
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you so much.
No, he was calling...
Okay, it'll end up being a fax machine.
Yeah, anyway, right.
There was this one producer that used to work there. He had a very distinct voice. Yeah, he talked like this, you know, blah, 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 blah. So we would call as him. And first we'd say, like, a serious call. Then we'd say something stupid and, you know...
Would he get mad or would he realize it was you guys and it was cool?
Some people would get mad and some people would, you know, just... know it was us and laugh about it, but you know the whole part of a prank call. I mean, even like we used to then prank people with soundboards on the computer.
Yeah,
like they have like the celebrity soundboards. You call them like Arnold's voice or somebody else, and
oh,
some people just get really like you know all worked up over you know they'll stay on the phone with the prank call for a long time, which really like if someone has the wrong number with me, I hang up. But some people argue with the people and you really get them going, and that's. And that's when we do our best work like that.
You know what you should do? Prank people by calling them up and asking them if they'd like to have a mortgage. Because everyone calls me about a mortgage, so it would be really cool if it was a radio station pranking.
I used to do that part-time.
Or take surveys.
How did they work those? Where you would get a phone call? I got a couple of these here at the station. Where it was all pre-recorded and, you know, depending on how you answered the question was how the next question was.
It was probably us.
You bastards.
Probably was.
Because you know it's pre-recording, yet you're answering, and you want to put the phone down, but then...
Because it sounds like the real person. Like, I got someone... I probably honestly made the best Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard call ever made. I know it's the best. I had someone on the phone for about 5 minutes yelling at me, cursing at me. I had his wife on, then she said, you got to talk to my husband. And I was yelling, and then the husband came on, he was cursing at me. And these people just kept going on. It was so funny.
And meanwhile... Everything that you were doing, we're just hitting a button and all sorts
of. Yeah, I was good with it. I used to practice a lot, so I know what to say, the response and stuff like that. So I just worked it really good.
That's so. I mean, it's horrible, but it's really cool. And were there other like did you do like comedy bits? I remember there was.
I used to do like you know bands come into the studio, and if I didn't like the band, I would just rip them apart. Like we had this one band called the Sass come in here.
Yeah.
And just by the name, you can imagine.
You sass the sass.
And this one kid was just dancing around like Tinkerbell like the whole time. And then he goes, excuse me, is there a place for me to tinkle? No, I said, I don't know about tinkle. I said, I'd piss in there. I don't know about it. But like he was dancing in the studio and playing the music. And Jimmy always let a band stay till 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
At like 12:30, Jimmy's like, all right, thanks, the sass is going to let them go now. And, you know.
What kind of music were they?
Tinkerbell.
Like emo rock.
Oh, so it wasn't, yeah.
It was stuff that we had on the show, like the type of, you know, the genre we had.
But once you saw them.
Yeah, another band called Shy Lovers.
Wait till Sass gets really big. You'll be sorry.
What was it?
0 Degree Minus.
0 Degree Minus came in, and one of the members was in a boy band before he was in this rock band.
Right.
And I found on the internet the music, and I played it, and we made fun of him. And it's just like, that's where most of the comedy comes from.
Yeah.
It's from the bands, and, you know, we make fun of each other, we make fun of the bands, but we don't do it like, you know, because the bands are our guests, so we don't want to offend them too much.
No, but that's what Howard Stern, I mean, it's the line that only he can really walk that carefully, where he can be mean, funny mean, and still the guest loves him.
Well, yeah, because we let the bands come on and not only promote their stuff, but we talk to them like normal people. Like, when they go on a more popular station, they're just talking about certain things. Like, we have them in there talking to us. Even when we're done with the interview, if we like them and they add something to the show, we'll let them stay in the studio and continue the show with us while we're talking and playing music and asking them what they think. And what I mean? We like to be friends with these people. And now, on our new show, we're going to try to have a lot of concerts, too, maybe like every month. You know, an Indecent Exposure Radio concert.
Somewhere, at a bar.
Dave does that, too, with the guests. You can go now.
Actually, in about 2 more minutes, you all can! But, okay, in a nutshell, remind everybody that your show, Indecent Exposure Radio, begins...
It begins this coming Saturday, September 2nd at midnight on WVOX. If you go to IndecentExposureRadio.com and you can click on Listen Live and listen to it. And we have a lot of good guests and a lot of good bands coming up. And
what's the number on WVOX?
1460 AM.
And it's Saturday at midnight, which is after Friday midnight, not the...
It's Saturday 12:00. It's like going into Sunday.
Yeah, so I
mean, Sunday morning. So it's like Sunday.
Early. Yeah,
early Sunday morning.
It's better to say Saturday nights, but yeah.
Yeah. Going into like Sunday,
so before you sleep on Saturday,
and like we're gonna have a lot of great rock bands, a lot of up and coming bands. We're gonna try to make the show big. Like we're looking to do big things. We're probably gonna be hopefully getting in the Daily News, hopefully getting Metal Edge magazine and stuff like that. So we're just looking to take the show where it's never been before, and we want everyone to please help us out. But if they don't listen to us, we're gonna make them listen to us, and we're just gonna
you can listen.
And it's in New Rochelle.
But listenable everywhere because of live streaming, just like this show, yeah.
Yeah, and we always like WGBB. You know, Dave always helped us out. Trevor always helped us out. And we just, you know, we never forget, you know, who was there for us.
Don't ever forget your roots.
As Ellie Wiesel once said about both our shows. It was kind of nice of him to say that specifically about our radio programs.
You know, you meet the same people on the way down.
Well, everybody, dial on down to WVOX4. Indecent Exposure Radio. Jimmy Britt and Anthony De Gustibus.
Di Domenico.
I'm sorry. Di Domenico.
It's not that hard a name.
Wishing you best of luck. I will take you
thank
up on
you
your
so
offer
much.
To visit
and we're
you
forgetting
guys.
Yeah, about our friend on the phone.
She just clicked off. I forgot about her long enough.
Yeah, but
she
thanks to everyone to listen. And you could always go to
she
our.
Took the hint.
We all have MySpace, myspace.com/IndecentExposureRadio. And like on our show, we let people call. Like we take tons of calls. You can call up and promote your T-shirt company, your band, this stuff. We let people call. We're not trying to. You know, we don't have a set.
You know what
thing,
you
know,
really
we
would like
we
to
want.
Promote? Fancy schmancy boom.
Man, you must be hurting for money this month.
Yeah, no one's booking. It's really terrible.
Well, when you start having concerts, you need balloons and stuff like that. Start using
right.
centerpieces.
You know, all the bar mitzvahs your band plays.
And so when you get a band up there, they can take the guitars and smash the centerpieces to bits. It's really an effective thing. Indecent Exposure Radio, thank you for being on Dave's
thank
Gone
you.
By.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this. Yeah, yeah, you rock. You know what else rocks? Mortgages rock. Yeah, because MortgagesRock.com gives you the chance to help your friends get the loans they need. College loans, home improvement, new trailer, MortgagesRock.com helps you help them. And the more work you do, the more commission you get. Full service, fully licensed, MortgagesRock.com has real experts on the phone, at the website, in the office, making you a bigger, better broker. MortgagesRock.com, where making money never sounded so good. Rock on, mortgages! The best Broadway magazine just got better. More listings, more contact numbers, more inside information in Performing Arts Insider. Not just Broadway, off-Broadway, off-off, dance, cabaret, opera. As one dramaturg put it, Performing Arts Insider is a goldmine of information for the theater professional. 21 times a year at your doorstep, the whole world of theater, with 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners. Visit PerformingArtsInsider.com or call 516-295-1511. 516-295-1511. Performing Arts Insider. It's Broadway the best way. Yes, indeed, Broadway the best way, Performing Arts Insider. And do see more about that at PerformingArtsInsider.com. Well, so far, it's like this amazing show. We've got all these people on it, but we're not even done yet because we have... This is, as I said at the beginning of the show, we've had some pretty important and famous folks on Dave's Gone By over the years. I mean, we've had Neil Sedaka, and for about 35 seconds, Mandy Patinkin, the actor, was on, that bastard. And, I mean, some of the Christine Lavin, some important people in the folk music scene, but we actually very rarely have someone who is on the stage of international politics, someone who is literally... in the world and trying to make a difference in the way the whole world works. And so, and I should mention that the reason we have this person on is over the past few weeks I've been talking quite a bit about the whole Lebanon conflict in Israel and all that's been going on. And obviously I'm Jewish, I'm very pro-Israel, very pro-Zionist, and rooting Israel on to kick Hezbollah in the ass, and you know, who cares about the Palestinians? Israel has a right to... I mean, I say the same things kind of every week a lot of the time, and a lot of that is also bashing the pro-Arab factions, or the people who bend over backwards to coddle terrorists and say, oh, the poor Arabs, they're just firing rockets, and all that kind of thing. So I also bash the United Nations, because invariably, and it's even before now, I mean, they've been known for decades that no matter what happens in the world, they always find fault with Israel, and that's the resolution that they make. So, I don't know how, but the Secretary General of the United Nations, I mean, the big guy there, heard about the show, heard about what I was saying, and took a little bit of umbrage, took offense. He wanted to sort of set the record straight a little bit about his views, about who he is, how he got to be the head of the United Nations, and what his job there is, and to basically explain where he's coming from. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so thrilled, and please, let's all turn our attention to Kofi Annan, the Secretary General of the United Nations.
Well, hello there. My name is Kofi Annan, and I is the Secretary General of the United Nations. That means I'm the Grand High Poobah, the Great Big Mucky Muck, the Chief Crook and Bottle Washer for the biggest world gathering in the world. Now, I was born in Africa way back in 1938. That makes me 32 years old. And soon as I was born, my mama and daddy started preparing me for a career in world affairs. For example, before my mama would ticket feed me, I'd have to trade her oil first. Well, I catched on quickly, so my parents just pulled the bone out my nose, got me the hell out of Africa, and made me learn economics. I studied in Geneva, I studied in St. Paul, Minnesota, and even the Massachusetts Institute of Technologism. Since the early 1960s, I've been with the UN, helping starving peoples all over the globe. I've done so good, ain't nobody starving no more. So in the 1990s, they promoted my ass to Under Secretary General, where I was in charge of peacekeeping. And just look how peaceful the world is. That's why they give me the Nobel Peace Prize in 2001, a prize I proudly share with such peaceful men as Teddy Roosevelt, Henry Kissinger, and Yasser Arafat. And now, I'm the man on top. But does that mean I can rest easy? Does that mean I can sit back, put my feet up, and have a kebab with my Arab half-brothers? Nuh-uh. I've been working 25/7 to make the world a better place. Cause with power come responsibilitism. I got to sit in a big old room with North Korea and South Korea, Pakistan and India, China and Taiwan, America and everybody else. And I gotta keep everybody talking to each other instead of throwing bombs at each other. And if they is throwing bombs at each other, I gotta point my finger and go, naughty, naughty, and hope that they scared my finger. Like, right now, I've got to mediate between two equal antagonists, them poor, suffering, wonderful human beings in Lebanon, and that evil, bad, bloodthirsty Israel. On the one side, you got the Hezbollahs. They harmless, lovable people who's only staying in Lebanon for vacation. But now they stuck freedom fighting with nothing to defend themselves except guns, explosives, and medium and long-range rockets. On the other side, you got the Israel. Ain't them Jews never satisfied? Back in 1948, we here at the United Nations give them their own country. Now we've got to guarantee their safety, too? All they do is torture the poor Palestinians, needing innocent chillens, throwing rocks, and calling them Jew bastards. Well, what the harm? And now, just because a couple of soldiers don't got themselves kidnapped and killed, they have the audacity to fight back? I'm sorry, but Israel should not be fighting back like that. They should be talking. Some Jew gets killed, they should talk about it. Bunch of Jew people get killed, they should talk about it more. Most important thing is dialogue. And what better time to talk than at these funerals, when you're all standing around anyway? Why can't these Israelis be sensible? All the Palestinians want is their land back. Where else are these poor wandering Arabs supposed to live? Syria? Egypt? Iraq? Iran? Kuwait? Saudi Arabia? Qatar? Lebanon? Libya? Oman? Yemen? Djibouti? Jordan? Bahrain? I'm telling you, there ain't no room! And Israel always causing trouble. It's like that movie star Mel Gibbons said, "The Jew man, he own everything. He done be responsible for all the wars in history. World War I, World War II, World War... Wait, there's only two, right? World War Spanish-American War, the Civil War, the Trojan War. And I didn't even know the Jews wore condoms. but as head of the United Nations, I's always cleaning up after Israel. A little old Arab lady goes into a Tel Aviv coffee shop and blows herself up? It's me who's got to send inspectors in to condemn the Jew Cafe for health violations. If Hezbollah fires a rocket into Haifa and it doesn't blow up an apartment, it's me that's got to sit down and say, yo, Israel, why the hell you building apartments so close to where my brothers take their target practice? If a few Islamic men's get up this idea to start putting liquid bombs on airplanes, it's me that's got to condemn Israel for letting El Al profile Arab-looking passengers. Now, I should be grateful because, Lord, if it wasn't for the Jews, I'd be out of a job. But I don't like being the bad guy. The one who always has to say, bad Israel, defending yourself. Bad America, guarding against another 9/11. Bad Kojo, taking money from Kotechna and not giving me a cut. I would much rather be making peace, feeding chillens, and hooking up pipelines from Beirut to Brazzaville. So I'd just tell my good friend, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad-Badoubabazm, he's the president of Iran, you know. And I say to him, yo, what's up, nigga? What you need all them nuclear weapons for? You don't need to blow up Israel 100 times. Just once. And he say, you know, Kofi, you be right. I be saving some of them weapons for New York. But they got Pakistani radicals for that. Tell President Bush I's ready to talk. Not listen, just talk. Well, people, that's what I call progress. And as the United Napster moves past its 60th anniversary, I just want to stress again that all men's is brothers, and all women's is sisters, and all transsexuals is creepy. If we can all sit down and work out our differences, preferably by condemning Israel, then the world our children inherit will be worth much more than the one we all stinking up every day. We could make the planet one big Africa. Well, without the headhunting, poverty, starvation, killer bees, tribal warfare, teenage militias, and corruption. But nobody's perfect. Look at Israel. Hey, I can't look at Israel without condemning it for something. Israel, I condemn you. I don't know why, I just do. Get off my black ass. But the rest of the world, there's hope if we all work together. Call me an optometrist, but I think it can happen. Well, I was off to a barbecue with my good pals at Hamas. Y'all be well, and support UNICEF, because you can feed a starving child. Well, so could I, but I'd rather you do it. This is Kofi Annan. Salami Nikum.
Dum-de-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Pardon me, sir, but I must ask you to leave.
What did I do?
Well, no offense, but the other customers complained that you're seedy-looking.
How did they know?
Sorry?
How did they know I was seedy-looking? I've been looking everywhere for CDs of the Dave's Gone By radio show. Nearly every episode Dave ever did, all the sketches, the songs, the interviews, they're all on CD.
Yes, everyone knows that, but you should know that the place to buy them is davesgoneby.org. They're just $11 each, which presumably fits even your budget.
So, I don't have to look here for Dave's Gone By CDs?
No, sir.
Great! Hey, got any Limbaugh?
Don't make me call the police.
No, nobody's calling the police here on Dave's Gone By on this August 27th. What an amazing show. So many guests. First, the Indecent Exposure Radio crew, and then Kofi Annan, head of the UN. That's quite amazing.
You must be very proud, Dave.
Oh, I'm kvelling, which is a word that I'm sure Kofi Annan would condemn immediately because it's in Yiddish. But I'm going to use it anyway, kvelling. So, and I'm also, no, not kvelling, I'm in mourning, well, not even mourning, I don't care, but the guy from the Knack died. I don't know why I'm laughing, but he did. Bruce Gary. See, I don't like him because he has two first names. I don't like that already. But, yeah, Jeff, what?
I have no questions about Bruce Gary.
Well, Bruce Gary was 55 years old, and he died of cancer, as people tend to do if they die 55. Well, I giggle. I don't laugh. At funerals, I giggle. It's an organomic response with me. And he's
autonomic.
Automatic, autonomic, autoerotic sometimes, depending on the funeral. The open casket and, you know, the corpse is hot. But anywho...
Those corpses are cold.
So, what was I saying? I don't know, what the heck was I saying?
You were having autonomic
response to the death of Bruce Gary, who was the drummer in the Knack. And, of course, the Knack is really only known for one song. They defined the term one-hit wonder. They came out in 1979 with an album called Get the Knack. And millions of people did, because their big song, Jeff, I told you this before.
My Sharona?
Exactly. That was their big number. And it was a pretty great rock number. And the drumming was as much a part of it as any. It's like, da-da-da-da-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum-da-da-dum-da-da. So, you know, and he
that was great. You did drums, too.
No, I tried playing drums. In fact, friends of my family got me a drum kit when I was young. And I wanted to bash on them like this, you know, typical, put the pens in the hand and the sticks and like that. But no, with drums, as soon as you start having to learn it for real, they take all the fun out. Because you got to put it between the fingers in a way that's completely alien to the way fingers want to play.
You know what I always liked, that brush thing?
Oh, those are cool. But you know what, when you're 8 years old, when you're 9 years old, you don't want to play brush. Like Bonham. You want to be like banging the drums like Bonham. That's where it's at when you're at that age, at any age. You know, I used to bang on the backs, the in between, like the front seat of the car when we go on vacations, and there'd be songs on the radio. I'd take my hands, I'd be banging on the headrest and the thing that the headrest is on, and just playing constantly drums. It's a rhythmic
thing. I bet your parents loved that.
Oh, they delight. And eventually they got me and my friends of the family got me a drum set. But then, you know, suddenly you put the sticks in your fingers in this weird, gnarly way, and you can't really get some good sort of heavy poundage out of that because your finger's all crippled up and you're doing it from the side. And within like a week or two, I was like, oh, the hell with this? And I kicked the drum set.
What's the thing? Then you're not, you wouldn't die at 55 of cancer like David Bruce.
Bruce Gary. That's his name. Bruce Gary.
David.
Yeah, don't be putting my name in a dead guy. I really don't want you to do that.
You don't want anything of yours in a dead guy, David. Trust me.
Well, I'm going to go there. So anyway, they had Get the Knack. They had this million, like 15 million copies selling album. Then they tried to follow it up. They had an album called The Little Girls Understand, which, considering that the Knack was seen as a teeny bopper sort of group, and all of the little girls kind of went for them, like the 16-year-old Samantha, as it were. problem was, even when I went to look up and find the song My Sharona, and I started reading the lyrics, they're filthy. And it's really a very sexual song, and then they titled their next album basically Backdoor Man, which is the blues song that it came from that the Doors made famous, and the little girls understand, because he's a backdoor man, and that only sold 3 million copies, and the band kind of tanked after that. So, Gary,
I could certainly understand if I only sold 3 million copies, I'd be out of business.
When your first album sells 15 and your next sells 3, that's called the sophomore curse. It sucks, but that's the biz. If I were to sell 3 million of anything, I would be jumping up. I would be so happy, you know.
I wish I could sell 3 million balloons. Which you can call. No, I'm not going there.
We don't have time to go there because I've got to play now a tribute to the band, to that very, very famous and important song, and for the sake of.
So there was
of
nothing else funny about his death?
No, nothing at all funny about his death. It's dead. It's sad. I'm sorry he's dead. But My Sharona was such a culturally, like, big song for its era that I thought it was really kind of cool and important to do a different version of it. And we'll have that right here, right now, on Dave's Gone By. Everybody enjoy Dry Vagina. Ooh, I need some lubricant, lubricant. Ooh, I need to moisturize my vagina. Ooh, it hurts to take a pee. Woe is me. It's so dry and crumbly, my vagina. Every time I screw, it turns blue and it shrivels up. It's as dry as dirt, never squirts, and it really hurts. My dry, dry, woo! Dry vagina. My vagina. Well, I just turned 51, 51. Dryness got me living like a nun vagina. Oh, the painful itch. What a bitch. Agony is making me twitch, vagina. Every time I squat, I smell rot. Drier than Kuwait when I masturbate. It's not great. Can't they irrigate? Aye, 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 my, woo! Dry vagina. My vagina.
Oh, I'm always feeling sore to the core, wishing that the juices would pour. Vagina squeezing in the afterglide, deep inside. Still, it feels like you curled up and died. Vagina, let me make it plain, I'm in pain. Let me tell you this, when I take a piss, there's a hiss from my clitoris. Dry, 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 my woo! Dry vagina. My vagina. Dry vagina. My vagina.
David?
Yes, Jeff?
I don't think that's going to even sell 3 million.
Maybe 2.5 mil?
Maybe 2.5.
I think, you know, if we go for the gynelotrimin market. And speaking of sponsorship and advertising, all that kind of thing, got to do more of it. So we will be right back with more of David Gone By. And if I don't eject the mini disc with all the commercials on it, I accidentally have to re-cue that.
Oh, you mean we'd have to listen to more vagina songs?
No, just.
I mean, it was bad enough we had to listen to about 2 hours of monologues.
They're not vagina monologues, though. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Here's some advertising.
Mm.
Oh my God! The wedding is next month. We need flyers, invitations, booklets. Irving, we are screwed.
No, we're not, Pearl. We'll just go to Hewlett Minuteman Press.
Hewlett Minuteman? What can they do?
Printing, engraving.
Really?
Letterheads, souvenirs.
Wonderful! Are they still at 1315 Broadway in Hewlett?
Yup. 516-569-5577.
Well, stop dawdling. Let's go!
Yes, dear. Day after the wedding, I kill her.
Psst. You wanna buy a watch? No? How about a dishwasher? Vacation to Europe? Well, what's wrong with selling my stuff this way? How else? Advertise? On Dave's Gone By? Take a 30 or 60 second ad on the radio? I can't afford that. I can. And I'll reach thousands of listeners all over America? How do I... Dave'sGoneBy.org has all the info, huh? Great cars and everything? Done deal! Hey, before I go, wanna buy a raincoat full of watches?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with the final moments of Dave's Gone By. I want to thank you all for joining us on this August 27th edition. Thank you so much, first of all, to Kofi Annan for being so cool and giving us that special message from the United Nations. I want to thank Jimmy, who's
thank
still
you.
Here from Indecent Exposure Radio.
Yes, thank you.
One more time, reminding people it starts September 2nd.
Yes, this Saturday, September 2nd on WVOX. Starts at midnight till 6 in the morning. You can go to www.indecentexposureradio.com and click on Listen Live, and all that information will be there.
Terrific, terrific.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, and I look forward to being on your show.
Definitely.
And you know, definitely having a symbiotic relationship
yes.
between our two programs.
Yes.
Some other thank yous. Thank you to our sponsors, Performing Arts Insider Magazine, MortgagesRock.com, because mortgages do rock, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway and Hewlett, and yes, Jeff, fancy schmancy balloons for balloons, and also centerpieces, and all that good kind of party stuff.
If you're having a party, we'll decorate it.
516-797-3229. I want to thank also my beloved and wonderful and adorable wife, Joyce. We both made a kind of a heavy decision this weekend. I think we got through it very, very well. We could have adopted another little puppy, and we realized that it was probably not the wisest thing for us to do.
I love Joyce,
though. It was pretty rough. Yeah, but it's like, you know, we're still kind of like, should we, shouldn't we, and then we not. So, we're going to exterminate it. We're just going to drown it in our bathtub.
Hey, babe.
I'm kidding.
No. Why don't you say hello to your two adorable little doggies, too?
I will. Hello, adorable, wonderful doggies.
What are their names?
I'm not going to say them on the air.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't give our dog names out on the air.
Anyway.
I will say that people can listen to wonderful country music every Sunday night at 7 on WGBB AM 1240 with Vic. And then he's back at 9 on Sundays with Swing City Vic and Swing Music. And by the way, Vic is in a band, and it's they're the Roadhouse Band, and they do kind of country swingish music. And they're doing a lot of gigs this time of year, so go check them out. Their website is nynews.org/Roadhouse. nynews.org/Roadhouse.
And I think we also should wish get well wishes to your friend at the radio station.
Oh, well, gosh, yeah. Well, he doesn't need to get well. It's just his car. Trevor. had an accident, unfortunately, this week and totaled his car, but thank God he's physically fine. In fact, he won't be at the station tomorrow night. I'll be doing his shift. So if you like what I've done here tonight, you might hear me at various points during the evening.
Or if you just want to talk to Dave, call him at six.
Whoops, there goes your mic. I don't want to talk to people off mic. I don't care about humans.
Turn my mic back on.
Your mic's back on. Okay, I gotta close this up. So again, catch me tomorrow, especially later in the evening. I'll be on this station for a little bit here and there, depending on how the night goes. Catch Joyce Keller doing her psychic show Wednesdays at 11 on WGBB. Catch a vintage episode of Dave's Gone By Saturday nights at 11, every Saturday night on DFSX Radio, their Live365.com channel, which you can get to from my website, davesgoneby.org.
And Dave, we didn't mention what episode number this is.
Oh, I think I did at the very beginning, but thank you for, in fact, this episode, it's 12 o'clock, gotta go, it's over, but I will be back next week with the 187th edition of Dave's Gone By. Until then, don't miss your days going by. This is Dave Lefkowitz, wishing you good night, goodbye Pluto, good exposure, and
gone by.